Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Mark Christopher Lee is a musician from the band The Pocket Gods and a documentary filmmaker focusing on the paranormal and UFOs. His latest film, God vs. Aliens, explores the impact that first contact with extraterrestrials would have on the world's religions and the role that artificial intelligence will play. Mark Christopher Lee, welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you for inviting me on, Richard. It's much appreciated.
My pleasure. My pleasure. In researching your documentary, did you find that in any of the texts, in any of the world's, let's say, major religions, mentioning the possibility of extraterrestrial life?
I think there is in a roundabout way. And I think the way the main three Abrahamic religions refer to these is as angelic beings. I think if you look at especially the Old Testament, the Torah, we can see lots of evidence of this, that, you know, these angelic beings are basically extraterrestrials. And for instance, Moses, when he goes up to Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, that's an otherworldly extraterrestrial encounter. He comes back with a kind of glowing light, and that's mentioned in the Bible. So he has some sort of interaction with some strange, you know, obviously that's God, but you could interpret it as an extraterrestrial, I guess. Comes back with a, you know, translucent light around him, which is very, very strange. And that's what these angelic beings have when they interact with the human world. So we could go back and evaluate the Bible, for instance, and with this mindset, and I think it quite profound, really.
I think, though, we need to make a distinction between interdimensionals, those things, those entities, let's say, that exist outside of our space and time, sure, versus extraterrestrials, things that exist within our space and time, but albeit at vast distances. Because if we're talking about interdimensionals, and eventually we come in contact with, and some people claim that they do already, and speak with them and so forth, but if disclosure amounts to an affirmation, the existence of these interdimensionals, that might in fact be faith-affirming. Because that sort of follows the narrative of many of the world's religions. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that's the position where I kind of ended up after all this research, you know, and, you know, a couple of decades of looking into this, and I come at it from a Christian viewpoint as well, that I'm looking at what people are experiencing now in terms of UFOs and contact with aliens. I think it is possibly interdimensional. It is something paranormal, for instance. It's not necessarily a visit from ET from, you know, hundreds of light years away. That's the conclusion I'm kind of reaching. I mean, that's just my personal belief with everything I've looked at. But that's where I'm looking at. And I know others, ufologists from John Keel to Jacques Vallée, they've proposed this as well. And it, because there is the element of high strangers with these encounters, that is possibly not just an interaction with a physical being, but maybe it comes, it's an entity, it's an energy from a non-human intelligence from another dimension, another reality. And that's the mind-blowing part of this. And maybe that's why we're not getting disclosure, it's always getting pushed back. It's because maybe those that know that it's far weirder than physical ETs from another planet. It's something far more strange. And that could be a reason why we're not getting full disclosure at the moment.
Let's suppose, though, for a moment, that we're not talking about interdimensionals, that we are talking about extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
Intelligent life, intelligent civilizations existing in other galaxies, perhaps even in our own galaxy, interacting with human civilization. This really, I would imagine, would pose the greatest challenge to the world's major faiths, because as I mentioned in my introduction, at least with the monotheistic faiths, we tend to think of ourselves as, I think I used the term, you know, we are the apple in God's eye. We are special in his creation. Now, you know, the church, capital C, has managed to, I guess, show some theological dexterity in being able to adapt to some of the other challenges. And you bring this up in the film, things like Darwin's theory of evolution, you know, Galileo and Copernicus challenging the, you know, the Earth being the center of the solar system. Then the question is, though, could the church, could the major religions survive this kind of disclosure? Extraterrestrials, not interdimensionals, but advanced intelligent civilizations.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Possibly they could, like I've said in the film, they survived, you know, Darwin's theory of evolution, and, you know, Galileo and Copernicus, the fact that Earth's not the center of the universe. So survived massive, profound impacts and somehow adapted and carried on. However, it would depend on the extraterrestrials that were, you know, from elsewhere visiting us, just by the fact that they've got here, they're going to be far more advanced than us technologically. They found some way to travel the vast distances involved. So they're going to have that level of superiority in terms of technology, and maybe also philosophically and spiritually. Maybe they've evolved to a higher level. Maybe they will bring their own God's teachings, or their own lack of gods. And then the question then is, would they impose what they believe in a reverse colonialism? Whereas we went out and Christianized a lot of the world, would ET, for instance, come and, you know, impose its own beliefs or lack of beliefs on us? Because, you know, they're going to be far, but like Avi Loeb makes this question, any ET that's going to be visiting us is going to be probably billions of years far more advanced than we are. So it's going to have that superiority. So the question is, would it impose that maybe for our own benefit, or maybe just because they can? I mean, these are the questions that I wanted to pose in the film that, like you quite rightly said, we might have to face soon, hopefully. so I think we need to have a conversation about this, because, you know, there are a lot of people in the world that have belief in a God. And I just also ask, what are the main religious authorities doing about this? There's been some rumors that the Vatican, the head of the Catholic Church, are already prepared for this, and they do have people on already appointed to deal with this.
Right. I think they staked out a position. I think you mentioned it in the film. I think it was around 2008 or earlier? The church said, you know, if there is, in fact, extraterrestrial life, we will, you know, we acknowledge the possibility, and they would, these entities would just be part of God's creation.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's, and speaking to, we have a Christian minister, the Reverend Daniel Thompson, interviewed in the film. And he takes that position as well, that he has no problem with the fact that, you know, there is going to be life elsewhere in the universe, and it's all part of God's life. So it would naturally come under the same religious, I guess, authority as we do. So we would all be governed by the same God. So I don't necessarily think that there is a conflict. It depends, like I said, on the intentions of our visitors, I guess.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You lay out a number of scenarios, and you just mentioned one, that, you know, ETs could impose their own religion, or they may look at our religion as incredibly primitive. They may have their own belief or system of belief. They could also demonstrate with their technological advancement and so forth that they are our creators. And, you know, there are certainly, there's school of thought among UFO devotees who believe that, you know, we are creations of ET. I mean, that would, I would argue, pose the greatest, a problem for the world's major religions, for ETs to arrive and basically tell us we are your gods.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole kind of ancient alien, I guess, ethos, is that we were visited and somehow maybe we're some sort of hybrid or basically just developed for the purpose of this extraterrestrial race, I guess. And that wasn't there Zacharias Sitchin that looked at the ancient Sumerian text and decoded them and found that this was the case and we were created as a slave race for, you know, an alien civilization. So with them coming back, would that be them coming back to enslave us again and to use us in some way? Maybe, you know, life on Earth is just one huge experiment. I mean, that would be the scariest, I guess. Because we would lose our freedom, I guess.
Billy Graham, you quote him in the documentary as well. He was quoted, I think it was in the National Enquirer. Occasionally they got it right. It wasn't all about, you know, Elvis and Bigfoot. Occasionally they got it right. What was the quote? I'm trying to remember from evangelist Billy Graham. And his thoughts on the existence of extraterrestrials.
Just trying to remember, to be honest.
I mean, the upshot was that he believed that God created alien life, right?
Yeah, yeah. It didn't seem to have a problem with it, and he thought that it would fall under, you know, under God's realm, and that it kind of would be, you know, brothers and sisters, I guess. And this kind of flies in the face of a kind of modern evangelical thinking, which basically says that UFOs and aliens are demons. And we've uncovered a lot of evidence that, you know, this is the thinking that a lot of the US government and a lot of the UK government still believe. And that's why, especially the UK government, is not investigating UFOs and aliens seriously, because there are elements in the UK government, and Nick Pope from the MOD has confirmed this, that do believe that this is a demonic entity, Satan's minions, and it should be just left well alone. We shouldn't be interacting or communicating with it. So Billy had a different, and he was the world's leading evangelist at the time, had a lot of, you know, impact, but it seems now that they're viewing them as possible hostile, a threat, you know, an evil threat. Obviously, I don't believe that's the case, but it shows why that there's a pushback. And people have said that's why possibly US Congress has been pushed back, is because of this force in power. I believe it's demonic.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.